Welcome to Maseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Haisa sadehu zeru achitin. If a person planted wheat in his field and it didn't yet grow or sprout, v'nimlach lezarasarim, and then he changes his mind, and instead of wheat, he decides that he wants to plant barley. Halacha is yamtin la'at yataliya. He has to wait until the chita, until the wheat that's underneath the ground starts to germinate and put out small little shoots of wheat, little sprigs. The word tailas means a worm, so these little teeny wormy sprigs as it begins to sprout. V'yoyfach, and then he has to turn over the ground using a plow so that it uproots all those little sprigs that have just begun to form. V'yachakach yizran, only then can he plant the barley. Imtzimcha, let's say the wheat that he planted initially begins to sprout already, and then he decides that he wants to plant barley. Lo yomer, shouldn't say, I'll plant barley, b'akarkach oifich, and then I'll turn the ground over with a plow. Elo oifich, first he has to use a plow to turn them over, v'achakach zereh, and then only afterwards can he plant barley. Kam yehei chayrish, when he turns over the ground so that he can uproot the previous wheat and now plant the barley, what is the shiur, what's the amount that he has to plow? Ketal meharivia, like the furrows that one plants after it rains, and one makes them very wide, so I guess they use a wide plow. Rabbi Shaul says, Kadesh lo yishar roiv lebeisa. He's much more lenient, and he says, as long as you no longer have a quarter for a beisa, which is the shear that we saw before about kilayim, once you've already uprooted that, then there's no more kilayim, and it's no problem, and you can go ahead and you can plant. Let's see one more. Mishnah Dalad, Mishnah 4. Zeruah, let's say a person planted his field with grain, and then he decides that he wants to turn it into a vineyard. Lo yomar, he shouldn't say, Eta, I'm going to plant the vines, and then I'll turn it all over with a plow to uproot the tvua, the grain. First, he has to uproot the grain. Only after could he plant the grape seeds. Netua, similarly, if let's say it was planted as a vine, and then he decides to turn it into a wheat field, lo yomer, you shouldn't say, Ezra, I'm going to plant the wheat, and only afterwards I'm going to uproot the gefanim, the grapevines. Ela misharish, he first has to remove the roots of the grapevines, and only afterwards can he plant the tvua, the grain. Imratza goimim, if he wants, he can cut down the vines that have grown at pachas mitefach until they're shorter than a tefach, approximately 3 inches off the ground, because then it's no longer considered like it's planted there. And then, after he does that, zereya, he plants the wheat, v'yachakach misharish, and then he only afterwards does he pull out the roots of the vine. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.